This is a National Guard session. I'm Martin Block, and we travel for this one clear across the continent to go on location with Bobby Darin. The occasion, a listening session for his album of golden folk hits. How do you mean golden, Bobby, as in golden record or golden memory or just plain gold?
Well, I would have to say it's probably closer to golden record than it is to golden memory because most of the tunes in the album are less than 3 or 4 years old in terms of being hits again. Some of them are real old songs, but they just enjoyed some new popularity. As to whether it's gold in the bank, I don't want to venture to say about that.
All we can do for that is hope, huh?
Right.
And whichever, they're part of a golden heritage, and I, for one, am very happy to listen. So, shall we roll the tape?
Well, I tell you, Marty, just don't think twice about it.
All right, I'll push the button, and away we go. Bobby Darin, I'm going to toss one at you.
Yes?
In the midst of a nightclub engagement, you were quoted by one of the columnists in New York as saying, and I quote, "No more personal appearances for me, nothing but movies from now on."
Well, no, I don't think I ever said it quite that strongly, but then again, very little of whatever has appeared in the press is actually what I ever said anyhow, so it's kind of like in keeping.
That's par for the course.
Exactly. Actually, what I did say is that after the Flamingo engagement last November, I was going to step aside a little bit from the personal appearance field, both concerts and nightclub appearances, and concentrate on acting seriously, or serious acting, you might phrase it, mm-hmm. in motion pictures, television, concentrate on doing variety shows on television, and concentrate also on running a publishing and music production company that I have out of New York, so that I'm not going to say I never will appear on a stage again. I'm just going to say I'm going to kind of leave it for a little while.
Well, I think that's a very good explanation of the exaggerated statement. And now that we have that cleared up... Oh, by the way, before we do this next tape, when you were doing that, your last nightclub show, did you do any folk songs in the nightclub?
Yes, in fact, for about a year and... Oh, maybe a year and a half before that last appearance, I was doing folk material in the last half of the entire nightclub show. That came about as a result of a one-nighter tour where I had to do 2.5 hours on the stage.
Yeah, well, now, in a place like Las Vegas, Nevada, that's a pretty hot town. Do they go for the folk music?
I would say it's in the packaging, Marty, and I would say also that maybe out of 14 shows a week, some 10 or 11 of the audiences wanted to hear more of it, and that maybe 3 or 4 didn't.
Say, Bobby, since you're something of a folk song expert, are there any folk songs you know about military life?
Oh, yeah. There are thousands of them. Don't ask me one, because I can't even tell you. There are things like Felix the Soldier, and in the Days of 76, and My Johnny is Gone for Soldier is a classic. And Danny Boy, you know, was originally in a ballad for a soldier.
Say, Bobby, do you know the answer to this? You know, that song, the Reenlistment Blues, the one in From Here to Eternity, is that an authentic folk song? The one Sinatra sang?
Yeah, well, I think the song in the film was based on an old Woody Guthrie tune. I'm not sure, but I think it was a Woody Guthrie tune called just that, Reenlistment Blues.
Maybe if you'd recorded it, it'd be a good one to catch the veterans' ears, because I have a special word for them about the National Guard.